He was quite a character in his own right, and when Achan Amaro was reading about when Achan Shah fell in love, I thought about Achan Sinuwin telling me when he, I guess he was a layperson in his village, and was he a village monk? I don't remember. And Achan Shah and his ascetic monks came walking through, and he'd never seen such restrained, noble-looking people, and even the color of robes of the forest monks are different than the bright robes of the city and village monks. So he found out where they came from and went to see him. And we generally had this experience of Achan Shah as a kindly old man, like a father or a grandfather figure. And you hear some of the older people talk, he was really quite gruff. And Sinuwin entered the monastery, and it wasn't the kind of welcome that we would get, but, well, we want. And he said, I saw you and your monks, and I was very inspired. I'd like to come and join you and ordain. He said, now why would you want to do that? I mean, monks are do-nothings, just lazy people. And Sinuwin said, yeah, no, I don't think so. We walk in here, the grounds are swept very neatly, and Achan Shah said, it sweeps itself. So, Sinuwin decided to stay, and he said the first night he got ordained, and then he went to the meditation. And I have this image of him, you know, this spiffy new monk in his new robes. And I mean, for us, it's a very austere way of life, but from somebody from one of those villages, it's actually something to have these nice new robes and a position of respect. And you go into the splendid, or comparatively splendid, temple, and they do the chanting and the reflection on the parts of the body. And he started thinking about the girl he'd been in love with, and said, does she have all those things inside of her? And this described his heart sinking, you know, what am I getting myself into? And he's puzzling over that, and then the chanting ended, and then nothing happened. Everybody just sat there, looking around, well, what do I do now? So, anyhow, he stayed, and it was always said that Achan Shah particularly had it in for Sinuwin, because Sinuwin was somebody who tended to be lazy and fun-loving. And Sinuwin used to say, I don't know what he wants from me. People say, Lumpur says, if Sinuwin's suffering, I'm happy. So he described once they were doing some work, and he had to hold up a board or something while somebody was nailing it in, and there was a swarm of bees around, and they were, or wasps, and they were flying around and stinging him, and he's holding it up, and he feels like his arms are going to fall off, and he said, Lumpur, I don't think I can. And Achan Shah whacked him with a stick, and and he was just shattered by this, and he went back to his kuti. He thought, this is too much, this is inhumane. And then that night, after the sitting, Achan Shah gave a talk, and he said, I want you to all think about why you're here. This is not something ordinary we're doing. You're all here for escaping from the round of birth and death, and you've been in the grip of your habits, and which they speak of as Mara, the evil one, ever since the moment you were born and for innumerable past lives. So don't think it's going to be easy. But nothing I do is for any other reason than this. And this was one of those stories that always stayed with me. And then many years later, when I was staying with Ajahn Sinowen, we went to Wat Bapong for the Maga Puja gathering, and there was some there was a construction project out by the main gate, and Ajahn Chah was out there overseeing, and we arrived, and there was this huge hole in the ground, and Ajahn Chah saw Sinowen, and he said, "Sinowen, fill up that hole." So we just arrived from the trip, walking down the road, and Sinowen took off his outer robe, got a shovel, and I looked at, well, took off my robe, and we just started filling the hole. And that's just the way it was, or whatever plans you had. You thought you were going to pay your respects, get shown to a kuti, have a bath, take a rest, drink some tea, go to the chanting. But you were filling up a hole until it got dark. And when it gets dark, there are millions of mosquitoes that come out, and they're biting your legs while you're shoveling. Oh.